Hello, I'm James Dennis Stringer. Disney live-action remakes. These are words that are fragrant with either violent disdain or total ambivalence by the population at large. They are hardly necessary, and most suggest ambition of something other than telling a story. There are, however, a single-digit amount of films, thus far, worthy of bearing the name of their animated originals. Pete's Dragon, Lady and the Tramp, and The Jungle Book all have actual love behind them and respect the source material they represent. But one other excels beyond these films and indeed its forebear. I am, of course, speaking of Cinderella. Originally set to be written and directed by the unlikely Mark Romanek, his role was short-lived as he strove for a PG-13 adaptation, while Disney insisted on a maximum rating of PG. He dropped out, and the film gained a new writer, Chris Weitz, and the incomparable Sir Kenneth Branagh signed on as director. It seemed, at the time, an odd choice for Branagh to direct, but then again, this is the man who helmed Thor to perfection for Marvel Studios. Branagh gives his fairytale best with this film, suggesting his brilliant adaptation of Much Ado About Nothing, along with the regal style he perfected with his immortal Hamlet. Remember, the only difference between Disney and most of Shakespeare is a happy ending. Structurally, there's nothing too new with this adaptation, but again, respect and reverence are the orders of the day with this film, and while some may be put off by that, the story is instead enhanced by slight tweaks and major expansions in character development. The prince, for example, is far more than, as screenwriter Weitz put it, a stuffed shirt, as he is in the 1950 original. The cast is note-perfect. Lily James excels as Ella, a role that was rather infamously rejected by Emma Watson, and that's all to the better, as Ella's strength lies in her love of all she meets, and tolerance of those who wrong her, and Miss James gets it right in every aspect. Richard Madden plays the prince, bringing the brains and personality the character so needed while also not stressing his differences through his performance. Cate Blanchett is nasty as Lady Tremaine, but manages to finagle a touch of tragedy into this character. But don't be fooled. This is not a misunderstood villain trope realized into this film. The stepsisters are equally, joyously horrible, played by Holiday Grainger and Sophie McShera, the latter giving her fellow Downton Abbey co-star Lily James a run for her money, and they are comic without being endearing, as they must be. Members of the Such As It Is Kenneth Branagh stock company are also on their best form here, such as Stellan Skarsgård, Nonzo Anozi, and the coup de grace Sir Derek Jacobi, the latter of whom appears as the king, a beautiful, charming role. Finally, credit must also be given to Hayley Atwell and Ben Chaplin, who appear as Ella's mother and father, respectively, who tug at your heartstrings within the first 10 minutes and get you totally immersed in it. Again, this is the best live-action remake that Walt Disney Pictures has produced, and it shows in every aspect of it, from its harmonious performances, brilliant script, lush designs, and sharp direction. There really is something for everyone in this film. Just go in expecting the beauty and magic that only a Disney fairy tale can bring, and enjoy Cinderella. Cinderella is available on Blu-ray and DVD from Walt Disney Pictures and streaming on Disney+.